Thursday in Rabbeinu Yonah. Now, Rabbeinu said this is a glorious sugya, but in order to appreciate the glory of the sugya, we need to continue to analyze the Shitas HaRishonim. Pretty soon, the gloves are going to come off. We're going to have to really, really pound some things out. By the way, last year, this sugya was done in our Beis Medrash really, really well. There are notes to prove it. Rav Katz said shir on challah last zman, and Rav Shimon Peretz gave me his notes from Rav Katz shir. He really, really worked on it. He's done a fantastic job. I hope Bezer Hashem one day they print them. And we'll discuss some of the things that they discussed. In fact, I think what I'm going to do is I'm going to photocopy tomorrow the note from Katz this year. We're going to discuss it. Rabosai, who could summarize Shitas Rabbeinu Tam? The first minute, let's just make sure it's a new week, yet not a new sugya. So we got to make sure that we're all together. Put the smart on the side, wherever is convenient. Who could summarize Shitas? Who could summarize Shitas Rabbeinu Tam? Yes, Eitan.
He said, Rabbeinu Tam says that if it's rough, it's thin, it's cutter, and if it's thick, then it's high of power.
If it's thin, then it's going to be potter, but if at any time it's thick, it's going to be chayim and chal. Correct. Rabos, I want to emphasize a point here, because this is going to be very important. According to Rabbeinu Tam, Lefi the Marsha. Natal, did you touch on this in the Chazarish here? Rabbeinu Tam, Lefi the Marsha. Good. Everything is important. But Dilly, every Marsha is extremely, extremely important. I'm moving away from you, and I don't want to put my dash in the arm. So, according to Rabbeinu Tam, according to the Marsha, how is it that our sugya ever says that you're potur on challah? At the end of the day, if it's chiloso isa v'selfos of ganin, so then we learned galach is your chayiv. So why is limudin potur? So you're going to tell me Rabbeinu Tam according to Marsha, and of course the easy answer is according to the Rash. How did the Rash answer this question? The Rash answered by saying it's all dependent on Kavana, it's all dependent on Das. How does Rabbeinu Tam answer according to Marsha? Yes, Noah? You have to learn according to Marsha. It's Chiloso Sufkan and Sofo Sufkan. Okay. Rabosai, now let's pick up in Rabbeinu Yonah. Now, what's going to happen here is we're going to have a beautiful Rabbeinu Yonah, but a very, very difficult Rabbeinu Yonah. Anybody need any clarification up until now? Any clarification necessary? Zog, the Heligi Rabbeinu Yonah, three lines from the bottom in the old editions, on Chavav on the base, that starts out, Vim Taimar. Where is it in those other editions?
The last.
Okay, you heard Eitan? Eitan's become quite a spokesman for us. Baruch Hashem. Okay, good. What's that?
Vim Taimar.
Filu Kishalolah Zog Ka'ovim.
The second to last. Before the last.
All right, start again. Let's start again. Where is it? Everybody got him. Tomar fil kishalo asa ka'ovin. Am I potter? Even if it's not made ka'ovin. In other words, limudin. I drove. Again, I apologize. It may be driving crazy on Thursday. He read it correctly. Ema potter shareyosa b'lila asa avo mitchila. It was. Blila Ava Mitchila, so why are you going to be Potter? Because at the end of the day, we said anything that's either Tchila So Isa or Sofo Isa is going to be Chayiv Yeshomar. Sha'afo Misha Blila So Ava, even though it starts out Ava, Kimin Shalo Nazis Ladasa Chila, since it wasn't done with the intention to eat, El Charek Osa Bo'or Velasa Menu Kutak, Leficha Ptura, the Hachi Amrina B'Isa Saklovin. Everything is dependent on his das. He wasn't deciding to do lachila, but rather it was l'charech osposo ba'or. So he says in such a case, you're potter. Dachi amina b'isas klavim. Now, last time I ran over this raya a little bit quickly, and I want you to tell me better what this raya is. Shim ein aram ochan osa p'tur min achila, that the shepherds don't, when it comes to Isas HaKlovim, that when you're making, what's that case of Isas HaKlovim? You're making the dough for not normal purposes of Achila. Shim Eina Ro'an Ochlen Osa. If it's not something that shepherds would normally eat, Dura min achala. So when the shepherds are preparing food for the dogs, if they're not going to eat it, it's potter from chala. Avo bishab lo sahava. You know, it started out ava. Kiva shal nasas lachias bnei adam. Since it wasn't made for people to eat, potter achinam. Kiva shal nasas lachias bnei adam. Pas p'dura. Rabbi Yonah has an ingenious raya to his idea. He says of the Farish Mishnah, where is it? Alf Zayin in Chala? Of someone who intends to make a dough for the dogs, so then in such a case it's potter from Chala. So he says, if any time your intention is not la'chila, when it's ava, so, and just like in the case of Achilas Klavim, the halacha is that you're going to be Potter. Rabosai, Bukhura, this is a great riot that everything is dependent on Das. How is someone who disagrees, right now we don't know who someone is, but how is someone who disagrees going to respond? All right, I'll tell you a secret. I believe, and I'm going to show you the Panami Eros holds this way, that Rabbeinu Tam doesn't necessarily agree with this line. I'm giving away the punchline. That Rabbeinu Tam doesn't necessarily agree with this. So, how is Rabbeinu Tam, or forever, for whatever, whoever it might be, who would disagree with this idea of Das, how is he going to respond to Isas Klavim? What's the difference between... Luchuri's got a great right, everything's dependent on Das. And since your Das is not for it to stay of all, your Das is to use it as Sufkanim, the halach is that you're going to be Potur. So what's Rabbeinu Tam, or those who disagree, going to respond back to the Rash? Yes, Avram Yitzchak?
You could say there's a difference between Achila Bnei Adam and Achila Pai. If it's just not food at all, because the human being wouldn't eat it, it doesn't necessarily compare to, if you didn't make it L'shem Pai, that's going to take it out of the thing for
Pai. Beautiful. When it comes to case of Isas Klavim there, the Das is not is to be Mufka from Achila. What over here is he saying? He's saying that if the Das is Sufganim, so it takes it out of Isa. Maybe the Das takes it out of Isa only when your Das is to make it for Klavim. But who says that if your Das is for Sufganim, that takes it out of Isa? There's a big difference between the two. What is Rabbeinu Yonah assuming? Rabbeinu Yonah is assuming that the Mechayiv of Chala is, at the moment of Gilgal Isa, that your Das is that it should remain Isa. And if your Das is not that it should remain Isa, then it's going to be Potter. So the Nekudas HaMachlokis is, if your Das is to undo it as an Isa, is that Mafgiah from Chala? Rabbeinu Yonah is arguing that yes, and he equates it to Isas Klavim, and we're going to see that according to some Achronim who claim that Rabbeinu Tam disagrees, he'll say no. He'll say that there's a difference between the two. Continues Rabbeinu Yonah. And Rabbeinu Yonah says, "Umizeh atam yesh ahatir chutei abotse." For this reason, it's permissible to make strings of flour. What is that? Shnigron b'loshen itria u'b'loshen v'mirzulayish u'ba'aravi itriot. So he says these are seems to me to some type of pasta like spaghetti and so on. Did anybody look up the exact definition? No speculation. If you have the exact definition, great. If you don't have the exact definition, that's fine. Then someone looked it up.
It's
the same verb as okay, it's said there. Ava mitchila p'tura min achala. It's going to be potter mechala. Ve'en varch le'motze. Kivin shlo losh osa mitchila. They only cooked it el levash losa to cook them. Ve'lo lasos me'em derech pas klal. And not to make it bread at all. Ve'chen kol kayotze b'zah. And all of the other instances like this, the halacha would be, that would be potter. Avo kishasah ka'ovin. But when it comes to oven, afo bishalonasis la'achila, even though it wasn't made la'achila, so really it should be potur, chayeves, you're still going to be chayev. Mipnei shekivan shasa kishar pas da'alma, since he made like other pas, yeshlochush mipnei maris ayin, it'll appear like bread. Sharo yakshov shalachila nasis, v'yobel ha'atil gamkein shar pas ha'nas la'achila below chalom. Rabosai. What is Rabbeinu Yonah's shita for which things are potter and chala and which things are chayiv and chala? The answer is anything that your das was not that it be sofo isa is going to be potter from chala. Potter. And that's why spaghetti is potter, because his das was not that it should be for chala. However, for as an isa. Aye, what's the kasha? Our Gemara? Our Gemara says that ka'ovin is chayiv. The answer is, tzera. It looks too much like bread. It looks too much like bread. Rabosai, according to the way we're learning now, Rabbeinu Yonah, and whoever disagrees with me, fight with me now or forever hold your peace. Rabbeinu Yonah holds like the Rash. And he turns, Rabbeinu Tam, well, Rabbeinu Yonah here is saying exactly like the Rash. Mehatchala adasof. And we pointed out what compels Rabbeinu Yonah mehatchala adasof. Rabbeinu Yonah is l'shitaso. When it comes to the reason why these pasta is potter from challah, Tosvos had said that the pasta is potter from challah because it doesn't have Teresa de Nahama. Rabbeinu Yonah, does Rabbeinu Yonah require Teresa de Nahama? What's the answer, Rabbeinu? If it's large and gezayis, no. You guys know this already from halacha lemaisa in Shulchan Aruch. If it's larger than a gezayis, it doesn't. Hence, Rabbeinu Yonah says you're potter, and he brings in the shitas harash lahalacha. And that is that the reason why pasta is potter is because you got to turn the Mishnah and challah on its head and say that the only time you're going to be chayim and challah is when your das is that biba sofisa. But if your das is not going to be sofisa, the halacha is that it's going to be exempt from challah. So it comes out, mamish misameh, this is what I was telling Yedidya that we have to dance about, that Tosus's presentation of Rabbeinu Tam is l'shitaso with earlier Tosos, that the only thing that's going to be chayiv and hamotzi, and presumably challah as well, but hamotzi, we'll talk about hamotzi, Ben's right, hamotzi, is going to be if it has Teresa de Nahama. According to Rabbeinu Yonah, Teresa de Nahama is not critical. If you've got a kezayis, then by definition, what's it going to get? Hamotzi, even if it doesn't have Teresa de Nahama. So why is it that no one was making hamotzi on pasta? Oh, because Rabbeinu Yonah ends up gravitating away from Shitas Rabbeinu Tam in terms of Pshat Nauer Sugya. Rabbeinu Tam, who had learned that the Omek HaDvarim was that once it's Isa, it's always going to be Chayim and Challah. And according to the Maharsha, our Sugya is Tchiloso Sufganim Vesofo Sufganim. All of that, Rabbeinu Yonah doesn't learn like. Rabbeinu Yonah says, no! Over here, we're talking about something that started off this way because it's going to be potter from challah because his das started off this way, then it should be sofos sufganin. If his das is sofos sufganin, it's going to be potter from challah. Rabbosai, if you read Rabbeinu Yonah, by the way, let me ask you just a general question now structurally. I'll present it to you this way. Who thinks this Rabbeinu Yonah, we're going to put it down as two shitas, because we're going to see the two shitas in the early Gedolei HaPoskim. Who thinks that this Rabbeinu Yonah is following the shita Rabbeinu Tam, Umizeh HaTam? Who thinks so? Can you hear my question? Is Rabbeinu Yonah being Magdir Rabbeinu Tam or not? Anybody think Rabbeinu Yonah is explaining Rabbeinu Tam? Did he ever say that he was disagreeing with Rabbeinu Tam? Not at all. He went on, he said, V'im Talmar, V'yesh Lomar, U'mizah Tam. And he quoted Rabbeinu Yankiv, which is Rabbeinu Tam. So it happens to be, this is going to be a massive war in the poskim. I want to ask you how you read Rabbeinu Yonah, before we see how the poskim discuss it. How did you read Rabbeinu Yonah? Everybody else learned that Rabbeinu Yonah is a different shita? You learn Rabbeinu Yonah, Mizah Tam is a different shita, the same shita Rabbeinu Tam. I already gave you it's a different shita because of Teresa de Nahama, that's for sure. But what about in terms of how he defines Chiloso Sufganim Vesofo Iso, Chiloso Iso Vesofo Sufganim? No one has an opinion. Who thinks Rabbeinu Yonah is gravitating away from Rabbeinu Tam, the other side? Okay, most of the Talmidim hold the other side. I think, in my heart, that you guys are right. Happens to be that there's a lot of ammunition on the other side, which maybe I'll leave for tomorrow.
in terms of names, name dropping. But name dropping scares me. First, you got to learn up the sugya. Then, we deal with the great names and look at those sources inside. L'chura, there are two ways to read Rabbeinu Yom. We're going to call it Rabbeinu Yonah as Rabbeinu Tam, or Rabbeinu Yonah as being a different Shita Rabbeinu Tam. You could read that Rabbeinu Yonah is saying Shita is Rabbeinu Tam. And that is that the Shita presents that the Das is going to be critical even according to Rabbeinu Tam. Or the other way of reading Rabbeinu Yonah is Rabbeinu Yonah is giving his own position and he's being cholik on Rabbeinu Tam. And Rabbeinu Tam never takes Das into account at all. Rabosai, if we learn that Rabbeinu Yonah is the shame Shita as Rabbeinu Tam, that he's being Masbir Rabbeinu Tam, is it like the Marasha or against the Marasha? I give two possibilities. Either Rabbeinu Yonah is being Markiv Didas Rabbeinu Tam, and he's giving his presentation of what he thinks is Shitas Rabbeinu Tam, or Rabbeinu Yonah is giving an entirely different Shita, and he's being Chozer from Rabbeinu Tam. Within the first side, that Rabbeinu Yonah is being Marchiv Bidas Rabbeinu Tam, is Rabbeinu Yonah's Pshat in Rabbeinu Tam like the Marsha or different than the Marsha? Yes, Daniel H?
Because Rabbeinu Yonah is like Rabbeinu Tam, then it coincides with the Marsha. And if you say that he's, Rabbeinu Yonah is Chodek on Rabbeinu Tam, then Rabbeinu Tam is...
I think I understand why you're making this mistake. I strongly disagree. Rabosai, in the Vim Tomar, Rabbeinu Yonah asks the following kasha. Why is Limudim Potter? And why is Avin Chayiv? And what's his answer? Das. The reason why Limudim is Potter is because of Das. And Avin is only a Xera unto that you'll make a mistake. That's how Rabbeinu Yonah says. According to the Marasha, what's the answer to that question? Tchilaso raka v'selfo raka. Tchilaso sufgani v'selfo sufgani. So either, if you learn that Rabbeinu Yonah is being marichi b'das Rabbeinu Tam, Marasha is wrong. There's no ifs, ands, or buts. Marasha is poshut wrong. We don't like it when the Marasha is wrong. Yeah, but we're saying Rabbeinu Yonah is being Marachiv. This is the first side to say if Rabbeinu Yonah is being Marachiv Bidas Rabbeinu Tam, if he's explaining Rabbeinu Tam. Right? So then Rabbeinu Yonah is answering the same question that the Marasha is answering in a different way. So then you don't have the Marasha's pshat. Then Rabbeinu Yonah is, then the Marasha is wrong. Okay, Rabosai, it's a pella that not enough people in the Olam HaTorah who struggled with how to read Rabbeinu Tam and Rabbeinu Yonah, we're going to see it. It starts already from the early Poskim, and we're going back to the Darkei Moshe, through the Chazon Ish, through Rav Katz's shir. Okay? It's a pella, maybe they didn't have it. That people, and whenever you have a suffix in Rabbeinu Tam, Avram's pointed out, we did this last year when we had a suffix in Rabbeinu Tam by the sugya of Chalipin, that we proved that Rav Gustman, Zecher, Tzadik, Levrachas, Pshat, in Chalipin was not correct, because what was Mefurish in Rabbeinu Tam in the Sefer Ayosha. Whenever you have a suffix in Rabbeinu Tam, you always got to go to the Sefer Ayosha. Rabosai, you went to the Sefer Ayosha today. What came out after reading the Sefer Ayosha? Does Rabbeinu Tam learn like Rabbeinu Yonah? Is that the MS? Yes or no? Let's take a look. May I borrow someone's Rabbeinu Tam? This is Mamish Akim over Rashi. I told him, you could disagree with me one day. And that's exactly what Rabbeinu Tam did. He disagrees with Rashi by us. So, okay, the Rabbeinu Tam, really, Dani Sukam, do Shatu, Lizos, and Rako, Vilekil, Gilgul, the Kimgul, Gilgul, some type of mixing. Umishah Hachi Ptiri. Hachi Kamar Rishlakar, Kai Seilfis. Rish Lakish said, it's a Maisa Ilfis, Velo Omar Maisa Ilfis Ptiri. Even Rish Lakish, who holds that a pan exempts, doesn't hold that a pan always exempts. That's his deal. Maisa Ilfis ain't, it's a Maisa of Ilfis, but that doesn't mean Maisa Ilfis Ptiri. V'chalas Hamaseres Nami Mashma Shadarkim Machlas. Because Amar Reish Lakish the Eina Ilfis Kovan Lechala. Reish Lakish holds that an Ilfis isn't necessarily Mechayiv you in Chala. Who can the fire should come on? Behit Bikul, the Sofer Siyach. Reb Yochan Amar Mais Ilfis Kagam Nami Chayovin. And Reb Yochan holds an Ilfis makes you Chayiv. The Afiyosim Behit Bikul, the Sofer Siyach, Kovan Lechala. Let's skip down now. So first of all, he's bringing out, what does he mean? That an ilfis doesn't necessarily automatically make you potter. That means if it's sofo sufganin, everybody will still hold that you still can be chayiv. Maisa ilfis, simply the fact that sofo sufganin is not enough. Skipping down a little, says Rabbi Yotam Sevi Yashir, Shamina mehacha, the kol gilgul isa chayiv b'chala. Anytime you have gilgul isa chayiv b'chala, bar mehani demimayit, b'meseches chala, Kigoni says, klavim. He says, b'feirish. If it starts off as an isa, you're always going to be chayiv and chala, even if your das is sofo sufganin, except if your das is for klavim. Mamish the pshat that we said, that if it's the klavim, you're being mafkiyad from ochel. But if your das is not the klavim, it's only sufganin, you are going to be chayiv. Rabosai, here we have the Rabbeinu Tam in the flesh. Soifa voice, doiva voice, bakever. Rabbeinu Tam is talking right now. Mamish talking to us. This is him. And what does Rabbeinu Tam say? What is Rabbeinu Tam saying over here? Rabbeinu Tam is saying that the chiyuv of chala is anytime except for Isa's klavim if it starts out as Isa. The whole idea that Rabbeinu Yonah is introducing about dependent on Das is not in Rabbeinu Tam the Sefer HaYosher. And it fits in beautifully his maskana as well. Mehacha Shamina. I know I'm skipping, I apologize. I know you guys were breaking your heads on some of the things. That's great. You learned well. Every once in a while when you begin these massive sugyas, you can't stop at everything. Mehacha Shamina de Partish Vishulish Chayeves Bichalo. Nothing to do with what you're thinking, yes thinking, not thinking, this, that. If it has Teresa the Nama, Chayiv and Chala. What do you see again? Not like Rabbeinu Yonah. Rabbeinu Yonah is the best. But that's not Rabbeinu Tam. It's not Rabbeinu Tam. So Rabosai, I want to defend the Marsha. And I want to point out that the Maharsha's pshat is the only legitimate pshat we have in Rabbeinu Tam. Before we get to halacha. Who says that the Maharsha can't be quoted in the same shir of halacha? It's a newfangled mishigas nowadays. You can't learn, if you learn bi'iyun, you can't learn halacha. If you learn ba'alacha, you can't learn bi'iyun. No, the two things, it's all one Torah. That's what I mentioned last night by when I introduced Rav Shechter. People who are Morei Torah are people that look at everything, are able to put everything together. There are no barriers. The whole world fits into HaKadosh Baruch Hu's Torah. Everything fits. So first, but before we go on, we need good pshat. What's the good pshat over here in Marsha? The good pshat is that the only way you could explain
The only way you could explain the halacha of our Gemara that ka'avin is what? Ka'avin is chayiv and limudin is potter. The only way you could explain it is that we're talking about a case of tchilaso sufkan v'selfo sufkan. Because in general, if it's tchilaso yizu rabbeinu tam, always holds your chayiv. I, the pasta he said is potter. That's because rabbeinu tam, according to the sheet of the Bali Tosis, hold if it doesn't have tumisa then the hamo, it's potter from hamotzi. Now, in terms of challah, that's a very interesting question. Maybe it'll still be chayiv and challah. Fascinating question. Okay. We're not learning hilchos challah. Only a certain amount that we could... I do want to share with you, though, one amazing thing in challah, which is from a Wulik sheet he said many summers ago about challah, because it's a... All right, we'll see if we get there. So, okay, now... Let's see how this Rabbeinu Yonah is processed. You went through the rest of Rabbeinu Yonah. It's straightforward. There's nothing more to add. Rabbosa, let's see how this Rabbeinu Yonah and Rabbeinu Tam is processed in the post. First, let's take a look at Simin Shin Chof Tes in Hilchos Challah with the Beis Yosef. This is going to be very, very important in understanding Reish Samach, Kuf Samaches in Orach Chaim. The two are going to relate. Okay, I can either take my scarm or the photocopies. One of the two. Thank you very much, Aaron Yosef, for all the
copies.
Let's say that. I'll start with. We don't have a copy. I'll start over here. Grab a bottom safer about the fall. Okay. Shin Chof Tes. Let's take a look right at the top. In the tour. First, we're going to see the tour. Shin Chof Tes Gimel. There is one line missing. I'll read it very, very slowly. For those of you who are ambitious, you'll write it on the top of your page, on page Sadi Vav. The Isa Shebli Losa Ava. Sadi Vav. Simin Shin Chof Tes. In the Hilchos Challah. And I'm reading for you the line right before, on the previous page. The Isa. Shebli lasa ava, shebishla b'mayim, o tigna b'shemen. Basically, what we just read was something that started off as filasa ava, kasev Rabbeinu Tam shechayeves. Rabbeinu Tam holds your chayev. Shebishla b'mayim, o tigna.
What's tigna?
Fried. Kasev Rabbeinu Tam shechayeves. Rabbeinu Tam writes your chayev. Dikvar nischayev mishas gilgul. For Rabbi Shimshin Basav, this is a summary. Rabosa, if you ever want to crunch a sugya, where do you go? Where do you go? To the art scroll, to the Masifta. No. You look it up in the Torah in Beis Yosef. That's where you always get a crunch of the sugya. And it's not hard. All you have to do is you just look at the Ein Mishpat, and they give you the exact Maramokum when you read the Torah, and Beis Yosef will summarize the important shitas. Rav Shechter a couple years ago at the Malav Malka said that Rav Soloveitchik only learned Gemara Rashi tells the Rambam. He said when he quoted other Rishon, it was because the Beis Yosef quoted the other Rishon. That's what he said. That's a shtickle fish. Kotzer Rabbeinu Tam Shechayeves. But the point is that everything that's important is in the Torah Beis Yosef. Kotzer Rabbeinu Tam Shechayeves. The Kvar Nischayim Mishas Gilgul. Rabbi Shimshin Kasa Dafilu Osa Isa Gemura. Im Daito Lavashlo Latogna Ptura. Abel im kishel loash loye bedaito lebashla elastam v'achagach nimlach lebashla chayeves mamish a summary the Rash 55 lines of Rash condensed in 4 beautiful lines by the great tours. V'chein kosar Rambam. Okay, that's interesting. That we didn't discuss. Shakol hol lechachadasa odok keitzad osi tchulasa v'sofa aldasu v'kianim ptura. Gilgal al-das Isa. What happens if when he needed it, his intention was for it to be dough? V'nimlach la'asos of sufkan chayeves. Shekvar nischayim mishas gilgul. Shekvar nischayim mishas gilgul. Gilgal al-das sufkan, nimlach shalol la'asos sufkan el Isa. Stam chayeves. V'chei maskon zadoni avir rosh zadon. So here he says that if you change your mind, so then, if you change your mind, after you had originally kneaded it with the intention for it to be dough, then by definition you're chayiv. What happens if you kneaded it with the intention to be sufganet? You're going to be potter. All of this is working within the approach of the Rash. Continues the Beis Yosef, and the Beis Yosef summarizes the rationales of the basic Rishonim that we're all familiar with. Virash, everybody have in the Beis Yosef, Virash Kosa. Virash Kosa, Dafilo also isim title Vash Lotak no Potter, Abu Bishlo Chayevus, Biperik Hamad the Chal Kosa Kurder Rabbeinu Tam, the Chol Dover Shiloso Kosha, Afilo Shlomash Gimayu Tchilos Isim Sof Sof Kan Chayev. So points out the Beis Yosef, Virash Kosa, everybody have it? Three lines, we're now three lines into the medium-sized lines in the Beis Yosef, where he says that the simple reading of Maseches Challah is like Rabbeinu Tam. If it's at any time over, you're going to be chayiv. V'chein chasarak v'sof v'idei or v'lo mashke, ashe glasarak v'sof v'bar al yidei mashke. What does Rabbeinu Tam mean to make you potter? T'chilasos v'fkan v'sof v'fkan. V'achar kach kosav v'miu nira di'isa gemur nami p'tura. Yet he says there is a case where Isa Gdur is Potter, Kin Mucha Perkates of Archim, Gabe Lechem Osle Kudach, the Abba Gabri Shas Gil, Kasi Chalo, Kivan the Gilgal, Adai to Levis Bechama, Miftura, the Sofali Bottom of Taurus Lechem, Umas Nisan, the Trilasa Isa Sof Kan, Hainu Beninlach, Al Trilasa Isa Lassos Kan Potter, Vechain Kosov Aran, the Perakol Shah, the Shame Haramban. Rabosai, here we see Rabbeinu Tam changed around. Here we see Rabbeinu Tam has quoted a saying that if it started out as Ova, but his das was to be Sufganim, then it's going to be Potur. B'chein Yira Midibay Rambam, B'chein Echriya Rajba, comes along the Darke Moshe. So Rabbi Osai, what did it, let me just summarize. What we just see in the Beis Yosef, what we saw is the Beis Yosef presents Rabbeinu Tam almost exactly as how Rabbeinu Yonah presents Rabbeinu Tam. The Rabbeinu Tam is almost the same Shita as the Rash. Even when it's over, it's all dependent on his das. I would like to argue that the tour did not present it this way like the Beis Yosef. The tour presented that there are two distinct shitas. Now, Rabosa, I use the word argue because I'm not sure. Rabbi Willard Shlita was here for Shabbos. I mentioned to you guys in the past one moment that sticks with me, which I'm going to be mekayim it. In Halacha Shir, don't worry, I'm going to be Mekayim in Halacha Shir. He banged on the table and he said, everybody, one time he said a Mahalach, and he said, I don't want yes men. So he said, I don't want yes men.
Oh,
he said on Shalosh, it's beautiful, huh? Beautiful. I don't want yes men. So I'm telling you this, I don't know if I'm right, I'm learning with you. You come back, obviously I'm throwing stuff at you, so you need to work on it a little bit. But just because I said it doesn't make it right. Hopefully we're not card playing liars, but it does. Just because I said it doesn't make it right. I want you to come back to me. But it seems to me that the tour is different than the Beis Yosef. The Beis Yosef put it together. He put together the two shitas and said, Rabbeinu Tam, according to Iran. It's not the Beis Yosef's fault. He's presenting according to Iran. So you see, the guys who are around the Rif seem both the Ran in Perikol Shah, as well as Rabbeinu Yonah and Brachos, those fellows on the back, around the Rif, they keep on putting together Rabbeinu Tam with the Rash. The tour, I didn't see this at all in the tour. I saw him quoting the Rabbeinu Tam, and then quoting the Rash, as two different shitas. Here, there's a hybrid, they're mixing the two together, like Rabbeinu Yonah did. Comes along Moran. Hadarke Moshe. Sam Sofer once said about when he was asked to Shaila La'alacha, said, Uvnei Yisrael Yotzim Biyad Ramah. That the Bnei Ashkenaz go out with the Ramah. Sif Beis Hadarke Moshe. The Kosa Amar Dechi Perikol Shah.
And the Mordechai wrote in the in Perikol Shah, to divrei Rabbeinu Tam, according to Rabbeinu Tam, Isa Shaisin Lokshin, Ula Kreplach, Upashida. Dough that's made for Lokshin. I'm even Yavin, I have a little bit of a tzarachin. I thought Lokshin was some type of pasta. Like they make Lokshin kugel. So I thought Vameven Yavin, it doesn't have Teresa the Nahama. Oh, that's fine. Because Teresa the Nahama, as Ben pointed out, Ben didn't even have to say a word, I just saw it in his eyes. Teresa the Nahama is only halacha in Hamoitzi. In Chala, it'll still be Chayim in Chala. Okay, beautiful. It's still going to be Chayim in Chala, right? That's what you would answer. She'isa she'aisen lakshin ulekrepla upashtida Chayim b'chala. Rabosai, what's the Ramah doing over here? Is it a stam? He's giving a little bit of information. He's talking about different types of food. What's the Ramah and the Darkei Moshe doing in response to the Beis Yosef? You tell me. And Rabosai, everything I'm saying now is thinking aloud with you. You rip me apart. That's what Rabina tells the guys all the time. Remember the first time Rabina told one of the guys, I was like really, really like a little too violent. You know, I was like really scared of the guys. But Rabina's 100% right. If you don't tell the guys that, they just sit, notebook Judaism. They sit and they write in their notebooks, and that's it. Especially in YU, it's terrible, especially once there are exams, once there are bechinas. So the whole focus is just to throw back. In the smicha program, every smicha program is a big challenge. That the just throw back, write down your notebook, get the best grade. You know, make the rabbi happy. Oh, the old high school mentality. You know, keep them off your back. You know, get your diploma, get your degree, and that's it. Rabosai, what's Darkei Moshe saying? What's Darkei Moshe doing over here? He's just talking about different. He just wants to talk about Lakshin. For sure he wants to talk about Lakshin. But what else? What is this? Guys slept well last night. Are you with me? Is the Chevra with me? Good. The Chevra's with me. Good. New Yoni said so many good things last week. Yeah? Yes, Aaron, what's he doing?
He's explaining Rabbeinu Yonah as a separate shita, and not
he's responding to the Beis Yosef. That's what it seems to me. He's disagreeing with the Beis Yosef. The Beis Yosef said that Rabbeinu Tam is the same thing as the Ben and your das. What is the lakshin? The lakshin is that your das is to cook it. So even though it started out as the same type of dough as challah, it doesn't matter. As bread, let's use the word bread because that's confusing. We'll use challah as mitzvah challah. It's starting off as bread, but your das, the Rash, and the Beis Yosef will claim, and Rabbeinu Yonah is going to claim even Midas Rabbeinu Tam, is for itself, in the end, that's going to end up to be lecha, it's going to end up to be mevushal, it's going to be your das is that should be self-osufganin, then your potter from challah, despite the simple reading of the Mishnah in Chala, says the Ramon the Darkei Moshe, no. Says the Ramon Darkei Moshe, Rabbeinu Tam, Mot Yuchayim in Chala. Why? This is Mamish. Filoso Isa Vesovus of Ganin. And the terrors of the Rash, the Ukimta, Nimlach, and this, nah. Who calls this idea Nimlach? This is Shitas Rabbeinu Tam. Well, Dibri Acholkim Mopatu, Vechenu Becholgo. Omnom, the Pirush Rabbeinu Yonah Perikets and the Varchin. By the way, I'm indebted to Rav Katz through Rav Peretz's notes for the Darkei Moshe. Omnom, the Pirush Rabbeinu Yonah the Perikets and the Varchin. Mashma, the Afla Rabbeinu Tam Isas Lokshin Potter. Oh, now we understand every word in the Darkei Moshe. What is the Darkei Moshe saying? But according to Rabbeinu Yonah, who blurred the Shitas together, even Rabbeinu Yonah holds your potter. Rabosai, what does that mean? It means like this. Because Rabbeinu Yonah said, Rabbeinu Tam's no different than the Rash. And if your das was ultimately to cook it as lakshin in the chicken soup, or to make it as lakshin in the pot, in such a case, it's going to be potter from challah. Here we've got a fascinating discussion. Halacha l'maaseh and hilchos challah. And please bear with me. I know the way young men's minds work is you think we're learning hilchos brachos. I don't know one. I'm not learning hilchos challah now. Don't confuse me.
It's not confusing. We've been learning Hilchas Chala the whole time up until now. It seems to be a machlokas between the Rabbeinu Tam as presented by the Mordechi in the Darkei Moshe of whether pasta is going to be chayiv and chala. According to Rabbeinu Tam in the Darkei Moshe, pasta is going to be chayiv and chala. Bracha, we're not discussing it. But chayiv chala, it's going to be chayiv and chala. However, Rabbeinu Yonah Bedas Rabbeinu Tam holds that you're going to be punter. Rabosai, let's go in the derech of our Rabbein, who heard from their Rabbein, who heard from their Rabbein, who heard from their Rabbein, going back to the founding of the yeshiva of Volozhin, as in the style of the Nachlas David and Reb Chaim Volozhiner, which was inspired further by the roar of the Olam Halita'i, right? Rav Yoel Shlita calls that the Rebbe, Rav Melech, is the roar, the Rebbe of all Rebbes in the Olam HaChassidus, the roar of the Olam HaYeshivas of the Lithuanian world before Rav Chaim of Bris. The roar of the Rebbe of all Rebbes is the Vilna Gaon. In the style of Vilna Gaon, the Vilna Gaon always used to go back to the original sources. And he would say, I think if you look back at the original source, this Shita is correct. Rabbosai, in that tradition of Volozhin, which Shita is going to be correct? Rabbeinu Yonah's presentation of Rabbeinu Tam or the Mardafi's presentation of Rabbeinu Tam? What's going to be correct? Yes, Oren? The Mardafi's presentation. And that means the Ramah's presentation. The Ramah concedes, you know what? There is such a Rabbeinu Yonah. But when I read the Beis Yosef, that's not the impression I got. Rabbeinu Tam holds you always chayiv. Whoa. It's going to be a big chumra in Hilchos Chala. Which will mean now that maybe, we're not talking at all, even lahalacha. Sometimes I say we're talking lahalacha, v'loy lemaisa. Now we're not even talking lahalacha. Now we're talking belimud. Belimud, what would emerge is that the halacha should indicate there would be a chiyuv of hafrosha schala according to Rabbeinu Tam in such an instance. So what we see is what we were struggling in how to read Rabbeinu Yonah is mamish the struggle between the Beis Yosef and the Darkei Moshe. Of course, what's the next thing that's always exciting to see? So how in Shin Chof Tes, the Shulchan Aruch and Ramah talk to each other in this shadow. L'chura, this is what emerges. Yes, Ben.
How do we explain Tosos, Aratos, all of that image, explaining where they come? Because he also spoke about speaking.
Oh, so we said that when it comes
to the Marsha, has the Marsha's reading?
Yeah, spell out your kash. You're talking about Hamotzi or Chala?
Chala. He says Chiyuv Chala. There's clarification, I don't know.
Which French word?
Vermeshash.
Vermeshash. Afagav the Chayav Mechala. So he holds you Chayav Mechala. It's beautiful.
It's the Marsha word.
Everything works beautifully. The Mardechi according to Rabbeinu Tam. Exactly. Hafuch. Vermeshayish is going to be difficult according to the Havana of Rabbeinu Yonah and the way the Beis Yosef presented Rabbeinu Tam. Again, the Beis Yosef is going to say, well, all I'm doing is being an encyclopedia. I'm quoting the Rav. But the Ramah in Krakow is responding. Did I tell you about the Sefer that I bought from Krakow?
Yeah.
Yeah. Amazing. For 50 shekel, you can now. I get chills down my spine. It says, Otsar Hasfarim from the Beis Medrash of Aaron Mikraka. Yeah, the Torah of Krakow continues. Whatever the Nazis tried to do, they're gone, and we're still learning that Torah. That Torah started off at Har Sinai, that went here, that went there, that went there. Baruch Hashem, now it's come back to Eretz Yisrael. There's no Avtachos, but Be'ezer Hashem is going to continue. Ad B'ez Go. It's amazing that same Torah, no matter what, continues. The Shalshel Samasarik continues. Yes, Oren.
According to the Mordechai, so two things. How does he view
So
I answered that Isa's klavim is das to be mafkiyad from oichel.
And then,
since it's das to be mafkiyad from oichel, then it's.
What do we say about the nachtan that the Mishnah said is also chakir?
That's a different issue. That's al menas lechalek is a different halacha that has a din that never had a shear isa. Rabosai, without yet going through the Shulchan Aruch, I just want to point out to you that going another step further in your photocopies, you have on the other side, I photocopied for you, or Aaron Yosef photocopied for you, the Pischei Tshuva and Shin Chav Tes Sif Aleph. Let me see. Do I have one? Do I need to run? Yeah. Here I have the Shin Chav Tes Sif Aleph. Take a look. Mamish. Our discussion is the discussion of Pischei Tshuva. Let's just see briefly. This is again Lahalacha Avolay Lemaisa. Says. Where does it correspond to Petura? Where does the Pischei? Yeah, Siv Gimel, Shin Chav Tes Siv Gimel. Isa Sheblilaso Ava. The Gilgal Aldas Lebashal Latag Malasosuf Gani VaAsakach Petura. It's Potter. Who does the Shulchan Aruch Paskin like? We're finally at the Holy Grail. Who does the Shulchan Aruch Paskin like? Rash or Rabbeinu Tam in the Sefer Ayosher? Rash. Maybe he holds like Rabbeinu Tam, but that's Rabbeinu Yonah. But he passes like the Rash, fundamentally like the Rash. Says the Pischei Tshuva, Ptura, Ayin Ber Heite B'Shem HaShach. Because of the Akimoshe Sifkotim Beis, V'Zel Lashona, Kosa Lamordechni B'Perek Kol Shod, L'Dib Rebeinu Tan, he quotes our whole Darkei Moshe, V'Ayin B'Tshuvas Ponim Me'iros, Be'emtza Tshuva. By the way, I'm a little bit noget upon Miros. His last name is almost the exact same last name as mine. In fact, Rabbi Braunschweig once asked me if I'm a descendant of him. His last name was Eisenstadt. So I'm not a descendant, as far as I know. Va'ayim b'tshuvas panim Miros be'em shah tshuva. Shekasav de pirish Rabbeinu Yonasham. He's a great Shalos HaTshuva sefer that's quoted a lot by the Pischei Tshuva. Lo mashma midi. Ulechein Yeresha Mayim Yafrish Bel Obracha Kedei Lotzis Ladas Rabbeinu Tam. And now Musar Shmuz began. This is where I got up to. I didn't have a chance to look up the Pan Miros. But first let's internalize what the Pan Miros says. Says the Pan Miros, De Pirish Rabbeinu Tam Yona Lo Mashma Midi. Ramah wanted to be nice. The Ramah was such a nice man. So what always happens when he thinks the mechaber is wrong? So what does he do? He says, "Ah, but there's a rishon like you. But you should know that Rabbeinu Tam, this place is not mukhrach this way." So on the one hand, he disagrees, but he always leaves open. That's why the Ramah is referred to, as Rabbi Willett likes to say, the great compromiser. Ramah was the Gro wasn't the compromiser. Gro was a fighter to the end, but the Ramah was a compromiser. So Ramah always follows, finds a middle position. So you know what? If the Mechaber is basically right, we'll follow. No reason to make different minhagim and Klal Yisrael. Comes along the Panim Meiris. He says he found that Rabbeinu Yonah, Taka learns Rabbeinu Tam this way to the Beis Yosef. Panim Meiris says Rabbeinu Yonah never said that. And therefore he says, L'chatchila, you should be machmir, to be mafrish on pasta, without a bracha. Could anybody anticipate? We're anticipating. I'm anticipating too, because Musar Shmuz started. I didn't get a chance to look up the Panim Iris. And again, I'm indebted to Rav Shimon Peretz for these Mar Mekomos. But it all starts with reading good the Rishon. Could anybody predict what the Panim Iris means when he says, "And from Rabbeinu Yonah, you don't see anything about Rabbeinu Tam"? In other words, again, let me just explain textually what's going on. He's saying that the Ramah points out that the Mardechi presents Rabbeinu Tam, that as long as Tchilaso Ava, you're going to be Chayiv and Chalav. Nikuda, you're going to be Chayiv and Chalav. And then he says, but you know what? Rabbeinu Yonah presents Rabbeinu Tam that das is also important. Consul upon him, Meiris. Nope! There's no mashmos in Rabbeinu Yonah, and the MS in Shitas Rabbeinu Tam is if it starts out Ava, it's going to be Chayim and Chala. And therefore, you should be mafrish on pasta. Pasta should be mafrish without a bracha. Can anybody anticipate? We're making a guess here. But if you learn well, and I have no idea where this is going to end up, you look up Panim Iris, we're going to either be right or wrong. But can anybody anticipate what the Panim Iris is doing over here? Yes, Ben?
Tosos said that Rabbeinu Yechiel.
Okay.
As a subject on pasta that you.
Yeah, but he says, Rabbeinu Yonah, he says, Lo mashma midi. Whatever you're saying, but that's Rabbeinu Yonah, Ramah is not mashma that way. Again, my understanding is that the Ramah wants to be nice. He said, oh, you know what? Basically, we found that in the Sefer HaYosher, how's it go in Sefer HaYosher? Sefer HaYosher is mashma straight up. Rabbeinu Tam is a totally separate shita. You know what I think the Panim Iris is saying? I'm guessing. Where did Rabbeinu Yonah say he was talking to Das Rabbeinu Tam? He's starting a new shita. V'im Taimar, if you're going to ask on Rabbeinu Tam. So maybe the Panim Iris is going to say Rabbeinu Yonah is entirely disregarding Rabbeinu Tam. In Kainim Advarim, then you take Rabbeinu Yonah out from the mix. And Rabbeinu Yonah is no raya that Rabbeinu Tam is like the Rosh. And therefore, pasta is chayv l'chala. Either way, in the style of the Gra, which is the style of Yerushalayim Ir HaKodesh, which we are Mikayim Kimitzion Teitzei Sora, I'll explain what I mean in a second. What comes out is by looking back in the original source, Rabbeinu Tam holds that you'd be chayv l'chala. And the simple reading of the Mishnah and Chala is that you are Chayim and Chala Pasta. That's a simple reading of the Mishnah and Chala. The Rash was the one who was Mechadish. And the Marsho's Emes and Rabbeinu Tam. What do I mean that this is the style of Yerushalayim Yer HaKodesh? The Gruz approach was, let the chips fall where they may. You look back at the sources. The tradition in Halacha many, many, many times was that the poskim would compromise, say, well, most shitas are mashma like this. The Gra said, no, simple reading of the Mishnah is like this. Rabbeinu Tam straight up is like this. Yikol adin es ha'har. I want to argue, and it's not a coincidence that there's only one place in the world that kamat follows this approach from the Gra, and in general, the approach of the Ramo is accepted. Where is the minhag ha'gra? Still, and the shittas of the Gra followed most closely in Yerushalayim Ir HaKodesh. Yerushalayim Ir HaKodesh. The Gra's Talmidim came to Eretz Yisrael. Why? The Emes of Torah, the pure. This, by the way, I saw this. Rabbi Daniel Epstein showed me this idea from Yitzchak Berkowitz. The pure, I want to add, the pure, unadulterated version of Torah that doesn't have to take into account certain realities where there's compromise and so on, is in Yerushalayim Ir HaKodesh. And that's why the style of Vilna Gaon is the purest of all the styles. Yikov Adin Esar. So it could be that in the derech of that approach, what would emerge is that Enechanan Bichayim Ir HaKodesh. Rabosai, I now go to the halacha section with your other handout. I mentioned that Rabbi Willie said not to have yes men, so I appreciate that Eitan presented our position in yesterday when Rabbi Willie said shir. Rabbi Willie has had a tremendous hashpa on me, as you know that I quote him sometimes, and as you know, and I also have a personal hakaras hatov for him. He was once very, very helpful to me as a personally giving me aids as one of my children I thought was sick, and he was very, very helpful. So I'm connected to him in many, many ways. But to follow in the tradition of not to have yes men, I'd like to respond to the first maramakom that Rabbi Willie gave of why schnitzel. I had the shir summarized thing from Shimon Peretz, and I appreciate that Eitan spelled out the mitzvus. But I'd like to continue on and show why I think that schnitzel still gets a mazonos. And if you take a look, we know this is the wrong. Here we go. Now this. No. We don't have it in front of us. We don't have it in front of us. My mistake?
No.
We don't have it in front of us. I want you to see the Maramokum. By the way, whenever a Gadol b'Torah quotes a Maramokum, you just take it like that, you swallow it, you vomit it back out. No, you got to digest it. So how many of you looked up Rabbi Willig's Raya? Del Yoraba. So the Shulchan Aruch HaRav, I'm still looking up. So, wow, what's that?
Most of us had it.
You had it. Okay, so you know what? Many of you looked it up, you saw it inside already? So I'd like to explain to you why I don't think it's a Raya. It's Simon Reish Yud Beis. And again, I could be totally wrong. I think I'm right, but I could be totally wrong. What's that? No, you don't have it. I don't think so. In Simon Reish Yud Beis, it's on the next page, I believe. Simon Reish Yud Beis, page Chaf Hei. You have Chaf Hei? What page does it say in your corner? Doesn't have a corner. You say you have Reish Yud Beis Beis on the Shulchan Aruch?
No.
You don't? Okay. So in Simon Reish Yud Beis Beis, the Mechaber Paskins, Mar Pachas. You guys want to spend time? You know what? It's 3 minutes to Mincha. Mirtz Hashem, tomorrow in Halacha Shir, I want you to look up this thing and explain and tell me if you agree with Rav Willig Shlita's Raya. Okay?
Bro.
Yes.
What about the